Last season on Gotham.
It's in here. It's in this room. My father's secret, it's in this room.
Going after Loeb is suicide, plain and simple. As usual, wrong place, wrong time.
You're a disgrace, Loeb.
What's black and white and red all over? Stop talking like that.
Why did you kill your mother, Jerome?
Barbara, Jason Lennon killed your parents. You didn't kill them.
Yes, I did.
Goodbye, fish! I'm the king of Gotham!
What is it, do you think?
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on iWatchMike and Variety Radio Online. And speaking of Variety Radio Online, I have Miss Amy McCracken with me. What's up, Amy?
Hello, everyone. Hey, Mike. I'm so happy that we're back.
Good. It feels good to be back. Gotham is finally freaking back on our televisions.
I know. I was having withdrawals.
It felt like forever. I was like, yeah, just counting down the days, and we finally got it. For people that are tuning in for the first time, this is season three?
Season two.
I see, I'm so messed up right now because people don't know what we've been dealing with right now. For the past 30 minutes, it's been crazy trying to get everything to work, and my mind is frizzle-frazzled. But now
everything's got dust on it. That's why everything's got dust on it. Our capes have dust on them. Our mics have dust on them.
You need to go to the cleaners because you're, like, holding us back, all right?
So, okay, fine.
So, people, if you've been tuning in last season, myself, along with Amy, we put our shows on a couple of different spots, I made the move. I have made the move. I have left my previous podcast home, and I'm at audioboom.com. So, I made
the move. You know what? He drug me along with him.
Yes, I did.
They're there too.
So Amy is there as well. So if you want to check out some of our stuff for me, where my new home is, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is where I'm going to be putting my Gotham. That is where we're going to be putting all my other shows. Plus, I have other channels there as well. Amy, her channel is audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. She's going to be putting this show there, plus other stuff and interviews and all that stuff. So make sure that you go over there and check out her channels as well. And, of course, she's got a blog, thevro.com, where that's the mother load where you find everything there as well. So I guess we're going to jump into this. If you're tuning in for the first time, we love Gotham. We just love the show. It's awesome. We recapped it last season, so we're back for the new season. Season 2, and this episode aired on Monday nights on Fox. It's called Rise of the Villains, Damned If You Do. And normally, we just talk about our favorite parts, the parts that moved us, that made us mad and we loved and all that good stuff. And that's what I thought about doing for this premiere episode. But then I thought to myself, no, that's not fair for the characters. Everybody was in it. That is what we like.
Everyone was in it, but I gotta say, I'm a little upset that we didn't get a lot of Ed. What we got of Ed,
God,
so excited about. I was like him talking to himself, and love it.
You just want
to love that he's going mental.
You just want to sleep with the guy. That's why in real life.
Maybe.
I know. That's what you're thinking. You're not thinking about the show. You're thinking about the show.
So let's
do this. I've got my characters here, and we'll just kind of brief go through them, and then you just tell me what you like. I'll tell you what I like. Fans, feel free to leave comments wherever you're listening to this. Leave comments, all that good stuff, and maybe we'll read some of them. Also, big shout outs to Gotham Addicts out there on the internets. Gotham Addicts on Twitter and Gotham Addicts group page on Facebook. Go there if you're a fan. I might skim through that. But because it's the premiere episode. And,
when Gotham Addicts started twittering us,
uh-huh. Tweeting
again,
us,
I felt like a kid at Christmas time.
Oh gosh,
it was so great. I love this season already.
You love this, whatever. Okay, I'll get to it. I know why, but let's start off with this episode. Kicks off with a cool little freaking clip of last season where Bruce and Alfred find the secret doorway to Dad's old laboratory. I call it the Batcave. So let's talk about Bruce and Alfred. What are your thoughts on Bruce and Alfred premiere episode?
Premiere episode, I'm loving Bruce.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite scenes with him is, like, he's making the bomb to blow the door up.
Agreed.
And he read it in the book. I love it. Now and that, I love this. I love the part where he's talking to Jim, but we can get into that a little bit later when we bring Jim up too. Alfred calls Bruce a child many times in this episode.
True.
What are your thoughts on that? Because he lost both of his parents. He's gained all this power we assume he gained all this power with Wayne Enterprises and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So is he still a child, even though, his age reflects, yes, you're a child. But mentally, I think Alfred's totally wrong.
You know what? I would disagree with you on that. Hear me out. I believe that Bruce is the man, and I'm giving that. I think as a father or parent that's checking over Bruce, I think he feels that maybe perhaps – there's two things. Either – because this is what I think also. Okay. I think Alfred knows more than what he's telling Bruce about the secret laboratory. I think he knew his dad was into some stuff, but that's not the main thing. I think he just wants him to still be a kid. And I think he's just trying to – he's noticing that Bruce is growing up really, really fast. And let's just go ahead and jump into that. When Gordon does come over there and apologize because he's been fired from the GCPD, Bruce gives him some really adult, in-your-face advice where even Alfred's like, watch your manners, and everything else. So I think with that advice, it almost shows you that Bruce isn't just a kid, I don't know. I think he just doesn't want him to grow up, and I think he wants him to be a kid, and he doesn't want Bruce growing up so fast and putting himself in danger, because I think Alfred knows there's some crap out there.
Yeah.
So I don't think Alfred's wrong. I just think that he's just like, no, not my little baby. But Bruce is growing up fast. I mean,
he is.
Just in this episode, I think he's more manly in this episode than he has ever was in season one.
Exactly.
I think, you know.
And the letter, the letter from his dad killed me.
Yeah, that was when the camera panned onto the desk and you saw the letter to Bruce, I was like, oh, it's coming. And I was waiting for that letter to say, your Batman outfit is in the closet. But we didn't get any of that. Now we jump into the part that you liked. I have written down here, Ed and the Riddler speaking to each other. Now, last season, Ed kills that cop and chops him up and does all that stuff. And he's starting to lose it in season one. Which is awesome. It's obvious that he still has feelings for Kringle, Miss Kringle. What was going through your mind when you were seeing them two talk to each other?
I was loving it. I loved every minute of it.
It was cool. And that's why I'm not mad, because at least they're in it.
Yeah.
It was different seeing, because, you have Ed, who's kind of quirky and kind of goofy, weird, kind of in a cool way. But to see the Riddler side, that's what I like to say, the Riddler side in the mirror, it was different. I was like, whoa, this is kind of weird, because I'm not used to hearing him talk with such confidence and suave, and just, you can just tell.
I thought about you in that moment.
Did you?
Because last season, you were like, nobody's asked, he's going to flip because everybody treats him like shit. But when Gordon walks up to him and says, how are you? Are you okay? I was like, oh, Mike's going to love that.
Yeah. He's like the first one. Gordon's been with him, been cool with him since day one.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see that. And it looks like that, I don't know. I we all know what's going to happen, but I'm just wondering, do you think we'll see in season two? And keep in mind, I haven't read anything. I don't go online. I did go online about something, and when I get to them, I will bring it up. But I didn't do any research. Did you do any research for season two?
No, not yet. But I am going to research something because I seen a poster.
Okay.
I seen another poster.
Okay. So whenever you do that research.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm wondering, do you think, since you and I are kind of going blind in this, do you think we'll see an Ed flip to Riddler in season two? Or do you think?
Yes.
So you think it's going to happen this season?
Yeah, as soon as I think if he gets with the Joker, I think it's gonna happen.
All right. Next person I have here, Bullock. He is now retired. He pretty much
he's quit. A bartender.
Yeah, he's a bartender. He's got a wife though, a wife that loves him. He sleeps well at night. I mean, he gave this speech to Gordon at the bar. Do you think he's telling the truth? Do you think that Bullock is satisfied with his life, or do you think he still misses?
No, I don't think he's satisfied with his life.
Now, he does give advice to Gordon, and Gordon leaves. Now that Gordon is back being a detective now, do you think his first priority is go get Bullock and we got to be partners again? Or do you think it's going to take a little bit to get Bullock back?
I think it's going to take a little bit to get him back. Just a tiny bit. He's got to put up a fight.
I don't think he is. I think Bullock's going to be like, what? You did what? You did. Let's do it. I don't think he's going to wait.
I don't think Jim's going to tell him how he got the job back.
Oh, you don't think he's going to, you don't think he'll tell him that he made a deal with Penguin?
No.
Interesting. I guess
I think he's going to keep that a secret. Okay. Talking about that deal with Penguin, the bald-headed guy still scares the hell out of me.
Victor is awesome. Victor is, let's just jump into that. Penguin, Victor, and of course we do get a little, Gordon, that whole thing there. I mean, the beginning of this episode was just awesome. And I don't know if you noticed, are you watching Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not? Okay. And Fear of the Walking Dead, this past episode on Sunday night, the episode starts off with the song Perfect Day. It's a perfect day. It's a great song. It's from, it's everywhere, but I remember it from the movie Trainspotting. Did you ever see Trainspotting?
No.
It's a great movie, great soundtrack. If you haven't seen it, you have to check it out, people. Well, the song's in the soundtrack. That's where I know it from. But it was cool because Sunday night, they start off with that episode because and it started off where they're in the gated community, you know, and the military's around. They got zombies, you know, the dead. And there's this guy, one of the main characters, kind of jogging. And it's like, oh, it's a perfect day. And then to see the same song get played in Gotham, which is kind of showing you how everybody's celebrating their perfect day, it was just cool. I thought it was cool. I don't know if anybody else saw it, but I'm sure
those that know the song and watch both shows and
yeah, it was
the movie, they're tweeted, oh, that's cool.
I had to tweet that out. I was like, what? My wife was like,
I didn't see that tweet though.
I know my wife's like, someone's getting paid. I was like, yep, they are. and it was cool to see. I mean, Penguin now is the king of Gotham. Victor shot some dude in the head for the Penguin. That was just awesome.
Did you think, oh, he's blessing his crew? Or did you think that, you know, he's getting ready to kill someone?
I really thought that the guy was bending down because now you're the king and it's almost like the mob. I'm going to kiss the ring. But
yeah, that's what I thought too. And then, oh my God.
But that totally flips the script when Victor just smiles and shoots. I love Victor.
That's somebody I do not want to run into in an alley.
He is awesome. He was awesome. He was actually in The Flash also.
Yeah, he's scary.
He played a bad guy, but this guy here, he's just perfect. Perfect. And yeah, keep him. Nothing happened to Victor. Let's see. So we got Penguin, Victor, and then Gordon. And Gordon, you know, needs that help and goes to him. What was going through your mind? I mean, it's obvious, and I know that you're a big fan of Gordon. You would sleep with him in a heartbeat. You've already said it. Whatever. And so he goes in there and gets the money. He's getting chased by cops and the bad guys. All of a sudden, he puts like four bullets into the bad guy. What was going through your mind there?
I was like, oh no.
Because that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. Because he's like, I don't know how to describe it, but no, it's not a good thing.
Do you think that's going to come back and haunt Bruce? I mean, I'm sorry, Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely going to come back and haunt him.
You think?
I think so. I mean, look at everything put everything together, how he got his job back. You know, okay, he just didn't kill someone. The Penguin killed Victor killed somebody. And then Loeb is, you know, I don't think Loeb's going to last that long.
I don't know. I think the only thing that could possibly bite him back in the ass is the Penguin knows. Because remember, the Penguin's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll fix everything.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
So, I mean, two people died so Gordon can get his job back.
Yeah, well, those were bad guys, so it's okay.
The security guard wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah, he was. He worked for Loeb. Anybody that worked for Loeb was whatever.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with whoever died to get Gordon his job back. Okay, I'm just wondering if it's going to, because, you know, I mean, they're going tit for tat, Penguin and Gordon. And so now that Gordon's back, I'm hoping they're going to be even, but I'm wondering if Penguin's going to be like, I remember.
No, he owes him something.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I think it's ever going to be even between those two.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. The next one that I have, and probably, to me, were probably the show stealers of this episode.
Definitely.
Jerome, a.k.a. the Joker, and Barbara, where I'm seeing stuff online where people are thinking she's something. Could she be Harley Quinn? I did see some stuff that, you know, the direction they're going isn't always like the comics, and then people, I don't know. I don't care. All I know is anybody that listened to our podcast in season one knew that I liked Barbara when she first slept with Gordon, because she looked hot and wearing one of his shirts, and that was it. And then I had faith in her, and then she started becoming all crazy on Gordon, and then I hated her. I wanted her dead. And
I love her.
I'm so glad I did not get my wish that they killed her, because first of all, Erin Richards, that's the chick that does, dude, she was so good. So good.
She was. One of my favorite parts was when she called Gordon, and she actually had me believing. Like, did the doctor actually attack her?
See, that's how good she is.
And then when she called and left that voicemail.
That's when she was like, I hope you, what did she say? Leave the message for Lee. I hope you die. When you die, you're screaming, bitch, or whatever it is.
If you die screaming or something like that.
Dude, she's just, yeah. I don't care if she's Harley Quinn. I can wish what I want to wish. And I'm thinking, you know, it's going to go in that direction. But she was just awesome. And then Jerome is the Joker. His little cracks, they stole it. They stole it. And
Love him.
I could see. I wouldn't mind having an episode with just them in it.
Yeah.
You know, that would be really dope to see. So, but now they've escaped because this guy Theo from True Blood. I almost tweeted that out.
I love how these TV shows bring in actors that I hate to play bad guys that I'm supposed to hate, because the girl, his assassin, and him, I do not like any character they are in.
Okay. First of all, Theo was in True Blood, which if you watch True Blood, some people didn't like him too much because he tortured Tara. So you don't like this guy?
No, everything he's been in, I haven't liked him.
He plays
at
a
all.
Good bad guy. He plays a good bad guy. Yeah. He was in True Detective too, season two, when he was an Ash Munch. So what do you have against his hot sister Tabitha?
I don't like her either.
Have you seen her in other shows?
Yeah, she was in the Teen Wolf.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. But Tabitha is.
No, was it Teen Wolf? I'm not sure if it was Teen Wolf, but she was in something that I didn't like.
Well, she's badass. I love Tabitha also, and she didn't even say a freaking word. All she did is pulled out her bullwhip, and I was like, oh, I'm in love. I love her.
Of course you do.
So she's badass. And Theo,
you would have volunteered when he said, "Well, does anybody else want to leave?"
No, I would have been like, "No." I would have been like, "I want to be around Tabitha. I don't want to die. I got to be able to see her." I'd be like, "What do we got to do? Tell me." But yes, Theo looks like he's going to be a bad guy, and he's gathered these villains together.
And he's the mayor's best friend,
and he's a scientist. He gave whatchamacallit. So he dabs in science. You know that whole what was his name? Gordon? Not Gordon. That's what he's calling Gordon. Zardog or
the dragon?
Zordon. I don't know what the hell his name was, but that dude was funny. But it's obvious that Theo, he's smart. He's got money. Yeah. He's got power, and he's a scientist. So I'm curious to see where this goes with all the rest of the villains that it's got. Let's see what else. Mini Catwoman. We see a little glimpse of Mini Cat. She seems like she's a bad person now.
She's just trying to survive.
Right. Okay, so you don't think she's trying to become a bad person. You think that's just her way of survival.
That's just her way of surviving.
Well, you saw the commercial for next week, right, didn't you?
No, Bruce, I don't see commercials, remember?
Supposedly, Bruce calls her out and says, you're either with me or you're against me.
Ooh.
So Bruce is not playing.
Yeah. Well, you noticed why I think, you know, she's just in it for survival. And because even Gordon says, you're working your way up. And she's trying. When Penguin told everybody to leave the room, she didn't have to leave.
No, she stayed.
Yeah.
And I love that line. It's like having a cat around Penguin. With that part there.
It was great liners in this one, like the one that Gordon used on Loeb.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to break you. He told, I told you I'll break you, and I will.
Oh, and he did.
Yeah.
And he lived, because I really thought Loeb was going to – I was, come on, Victor, shoot him. And
no, I'm happy he didn't shoot him.
Which I think Penguin did that just to, you know, be like, you know what, you owe me a favor. I spared your life. Now I'm going to need something from you. I don't think that's the last we've seen of ex-Commissioner Loeb. But I'm glad the police captain or chief or whatever you want to call her is now the new commissioner. I'm glad I liked her. I've always liked her. So, no, other than that, I'm looking over my notes, and I think that's it. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that was it for me too. I mean, I really loved this episode.
Yeah, my favorite parts had to been with Tabitha kills and that whole scene there. Definitely Barbara. Anything Barbara and the Joker were in, and especially when Barbara calls Gordon and then leaves that message. And then, you know, that action scene where Gordon goes over there and I'm going to give you 3 seconds. You're going to give me the money. I mean, this whole episode.
He took all those guys out. Just him.
Oh, just shut up already, all right? And anybody listening to season one, everybody let you know that she's like, oh, Ben McKenzie, I love Ben. I was wondering what you were going to do when Ben was laying in bed with Lee and he had no shirt on.
See, and you guys have to realize, too, I don't bring that stuff up.
Whatever.
Mike is the one that brings it up.
Whatever.
Just tell you, Comic-Con this year was amazing. Him and Joker, they made this little skit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me real quick. I would refresh everybody's memory if you were at Comic-Con. So the DC panel, you know, they have all the DC television shows and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, when they got up to ask questions, when fans get to go up and ask questions, the Joker, all dressed up as the Joker, jumps in and, you know, Gordon, a.k.a. Ben, pops up and says, in character, says he's going to get you. Security grabs the Joker and drags him out, and he's just laughing the entire way.
Mm.
Best thing in Comic-Con. Loved it to death.
And
I got a bunch of name tags. Like, I've got Ben's name tag and all that.
Yeah, because you were kind of like a slight stalker. You were kind
no,
of like...
No, I wasn't a slight stalker. I had a security guard.
No, whatever. You're kind of like old Barbara from season one. That's what I should start calling you, season one Barbara instead of Amy. That's what it is. But I know this. I think this episode was just this premiere episode was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Definitely give it a 10. Scale of 1 to 10. What do you give it?
10.
Yeah, 10. So I'm looking over my notes. I think that's it. I think next this whole the rest of this season is going to be intense. The villains are definitely coming, and. Bruce.
And it's going to be fun to see all our villains. Like, are we going to see Ivy?
I don't know. We didn't see her in this one, which no. I do like Ivy. So maybe she's going to pop up. Because you notice the kids are getting older. Look at Bruce. Bruce is getting – he got taller.
Yeah. He grew up.
Yeah. And then Kat, I couldn't really see her that well because, you know, she's sitting on tables and all that other good stuff. But
yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think we're done. We're going to be doing this recap every week. The show comes on Monday night on Fox, so we'll either record it sometime on Tuesday and then upload it to our channels. Don't forget, people, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. That is where Amy will be putting all her goodies. For me, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That will be mine. And, of course, Amy has a blog, thevro.com. Mine is iWatchMike.com. And Amy, how can people find you other than that on the internet?
They can follow me on Twitter. It is AmyVRO. And Instagram is Amy McCracken. Also, Variety Radio Online on Instagram and The VRO on Twitter.
Sweet. And for me, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, I Watch Mike on Facebook. I do have some shout-outs to Gotham. I think when we first first started teasing that we were going to be doing some stuff and throwing out these shows, the past shows onto audioboom.com. Got to send a big shout out to Gotham TV Podcast. They're always showing us love. Also at Panther CL, Mickey G49, Donahue 2001. I hope I said that right. Lethal Lab Pro J, Alicia _ Eus. I hope I said that right. Pierre Boucheron. I hope I did that right too. And then, of course, I can't forget about the Gotham Addicts as well. And also Andre Cortez E and M Tur Kovic.
So sounds good to me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna put the link and I'm gonna tweet these out also as well. So for everyone that's retweeting and favoriting and all that good stuff. I appreciate it. Amy appreciates it.
Yes, thank you so much.
So we'll be back next week to talk more of Gotham, and I think that's it. So feel free to leave any comments wherever you're listening to the show. If you're listening on audioboom.com, make sure you like. That would be really cool. Leave a comment there. Follow the show. That way you don't miss anything. So, Amy, have a great week. Everybody else have a great week. And let's say goodbye, Amy.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
So you're going to take over Gotham by unleashing a bunch of loonies. Awesome plan.
I am here to punish those who wronged us.
You're a warrior, Jim. But you can't carry on going after everyone on your own. You need help that you can rely on.
You're either with me or you're against me.
We will come after you.